This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
As I said, great games going on. One of the big games on Thursday at 7 o'clock at Cardinal Gibbons will be a local game. It'll be Cardinal Gibbons getting an opportunity to play against Archbishop McCarthy, and a contest that, appears to be a pretty good game. We know that Cardinal Gibbons will be one of the top 2A teams in the state this year, and head coach Matt DeBuck is in his fourth Broward showcase. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
I know this is exciting for you, you know, to be a part of this and to be a part of this showcase all 4 years. You've had an opportunity, you know, to play some DeMatha in the first game, and then came back and played Cardinal Gibbons of North Carolina in the second year, and then last year Lake Mary. This year you got a chance to play across town a team in McCarthy. Talk about that and talk about your team as you get ready for this this opener on Thursday.
Well, you know, Larry, we're fortunate to be involved, but I'll go back to the best of Broward, best of Dade. I think we've been in the showcase game the 3 years when they had put that together. So I think the last seven overall, we've been in one of those games. So, you know, that's a testament to the players, our coaches, obviously getting an opportunity to go compete against the top level programs. And you learn a lot over the years of how to practice, how to prepare for these games, you know, the preseason game, the special teams that's involved, and, you know, trying to dot every I, cross every T, so that when the real bullets start flying week one, you're ready and you've done the things to prepare your team to have a chance to win.
Yeah, and your team had an opportunity this summer, and I think they do basically every year with your assistant head coach, Dave Montiel, to go around and to see some of these colleges and attend camps and, you know, put these kids in a position where they get an opportunity to compete against, you know, kids from outside the area. Talk about that.
Well, I got here late. We had an athletic meeting, but I did hear the coach from your last segment talk about NIL and all that stuff. So the landscape has changed with the transfer portal, you know, and the amount of visits you used to get from the coaches that came to the school, or are they were still recruiting high school kids like they did 3 or 4 years ago? Well, the answer is no. So I think to get out on the road and see these places up close and personal, and, you know, all these college coaches that do come in, you know, now they say, well, you got to come to camp, you know, to get a legitimate offer. Unless you're a five-star player, I mean, if you're a tweener or a guy that's got good film but maybe an inch a little short or whatever it might be, the camps really solidify opportunities. And then, you know, the biggest thing is the academic piece. You know, we're pretty fortunate here to have guys that have take care of their grades. So, you know, they open more doors than maybe some of the other places that don't necessarily, you know, put a big emphasis on education. So for us, we do. And when our kids leave here, you know, they can go anywhere pretty much around the country. And they have. And yeah. You know, it's just a big part of who we are at Cardinal Gibbons.
No doubt. Matt DeBuck, this is the head coach at Cardinal Gibbons in Fort Lauderdale. And, you know, the schedule this year, obviously a challenge, but at the same time, you know, this is a program that has really, over the last couple of years, got back on the right track this last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Last year, you know, in the playoffs, 2A team. This year, you look at 2A, and there's some programs. I mean, obviously, Coco, you know, Ryan Schneider very well. You guys got the best of them for a couple years for a state championship. But the 2A team locally, especially in South Florida, this is something that you guys play and come to play every week, and there could be some positives at the end of the season.
You know, I don't look too far ahead because our motto is win each week. You know, we're going to hopefully be 1-0 after this game, and after that we want to be 1-0, and then we'll stack those wins together at the end. But we never look too far ahead. We're always going to be in the moment, and we're going to study our past so that, you know, we make our corrections when we make our mistakes. But, yeah, it sounds like for us the past, as I've been the head coach and even before me, Mike, you know, we've been in with state championship teams every year, whether it was Pace a long time ago when they were winning multiples, and American Heritage when they were winning multiples, and it just, the list goes on and on. It seemed like the state championship was coming from the district that we were in over the years. So, and then we were winning them. So again, I go back to history, and you know, you learn from the things that you've done, and you know, the last 2 years where we haven't been probably as good as you know, the transfer portal at our level, you know, got us, you know, and now we've kind of built it back a little bit, and wish there were some more stringent rules so that coaches could really have more of an opportunity to mentor than we do. And that's why I think we all got into high school football, because somebody mentored us, and
right.
We obviously want to give back, but if kids don't stay put, it's hard to give back.
Yeah, no doubt. First year in 5 years, you won't be coaching one of your sons. Obviously, your son Trent is a freshman at Wagner in New York, and Trey is in his sophomore year out at University of New Mexico. Talk about that. Now you don't have to worry about what they're doing. You just got to concentrate on everything else.
I think they call me more now, and I talk to them more now than I did when they played for me. We had a rule at home that, you know, when we got home, there was no talk of football. Football was for the workplace and so on. But I'm happy for both of them. Trent's doing great. He might make the travel roster as they go out and play Kansas week one. And then that following Saturday, or this Friday night, and then Saturday, New Mexico plays at Michigan. So,
wow.
I'm going to try to get out to that game, but that'll be Trey's first start in the big house, so that's pretty cool. And, you know, this is why, you know, I was able to mentor those two guys being a father, but they also got mentored as football players, and I'm happy for them. And I, my biggest thing about them is be a good teammate, okay?
Yeah.
There's so many guys today, it's so selfish, the world we're living in, so I want to make sure that we're a good teammate, and when our guys leave our place, they're good teammates. And I think that goes a long way for building chemistry on teams and into the future of life, you know, family, man, parent, whatever.
Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, head coach at Cardinal Gibbons. They will kick things off in the Broward County National High School Showcase on Thursday at 7:00 at home against Archbishop McCarthy. Coach, I can't thank you enough. We will see you soon.
Are we going to see you Thursday, Larry?
We're going to try to get out there. There's a bunch of games. I'm going to try to go between you and Dillard.
Okay, well, you're more than welcome. We'd love to say hi to you. Thank you.
Okay, Coach. Okay. Thank you. Good stuff. Matt DeBuck, head coach at Cardinal Gibbons. They will be one of the teams to keep an eye on in Class 2A this year. As I said, have a good opener against Archbishop McCarthy. We talked a couple of weeks ago to Coach Jake Pugh, the new head coach for the Mavericks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.